Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 7. Let me start the episode by reading verses 4 through 6. Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions, which were aroused by the law, were at work in the members of our body, to bear fruit for death. But now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the Spirit and not in oldness of the letter. Now, we talked about in the previous episode where Paul introduces chapter 7 with this analogy of a marriage relationship. And as a result of the husband dying, the wife is freed from the law of the marriage, from the civil laws of the land in regards to marriage as a relationship, a legal agreement between two parties. But now Paul is going to make it very clear in what he was saying in that analogy. And I love what he says in verse 4. He says, therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ. Well, what were you also made to die to in chapter 6? You were also made to die to sin. So there's this two-pronged process that happened as a result of what I talked about in chapter 6, our participation with Christ in his death. We died to two things primarily. We died to the power of sin, and we died to the law as a requirement upon our lives. And this is very, very foundational to Paul's understanding of the gospel. We're going to spend a lot of time unpacking Paul's understanding of law in chapter 7, because it reaches out and it has tentacles in other places in his letters. And I've done some of this so far, but I just want to keep trying to explain it in a way that is understandable, because it's super important. Because I'm convinced that a lot of believers still want to relate to God in some means based on law, based on commandment. And I know there's a lot of dialogue and different opinions out there about the role of the law in Christians' lives, but I just want us to listen to Paul as carefully as we possibly can, because Paul has some very, very pointed things to say about the law. So the first thing that he's going to tell us, I've already mentioned it, is that we also died to the law through the body of Christ. Now, I mentioned in the previous episode as we started Romans 7 that there is only one word in the original language translated law, and we have to look at it in context to understand what Paul's saying. Now, this forces us all to become interpreters of Scripture, and this is what I'm doing in these episodes. Is I'm going along and I'm doing my best to interpret the book of Romans and the things that Paul's saying, and so I can only offer you my interpretation. And so that's what I do in these episodes, and I always make provision for you to go out and do your own study and come to your own conclusions. I'm very careful to stress that, but I'm giving you my opinion. And in my opinion, the first three verses of chapter 7 have to do with a general illustration of how civil law relates to marriage. But then Paul drives home the point in a much more pointed discussion to what I believe is the Mosaic Old Testament law. And there's going to be good reason why I believe that as we move through this passage. But here, Paul is going to turn his attention definitely and specifically to the Jews and their understanding of the law. Now, am I saying that nothing in the remainder of chapter 7 applies to Gentiles? No, I wouldn't go as far to say that, but I am saying that you have to understand Paul's discussion in context. He definitely is bringing up this whole discussion about law in order to speak directly to the Jews that are reading the letter. And therefore, it would be something that is not directly applicable to the Gentiles. But like all passages of Scripture, they're all beneficial. They're all profitable for us to understand, because I believe inside of Paul's dialogue with the Jews pertaining to the law, there are some very, very important truths that he lifts out. And so that's the place that we really want to focus if we're Gentiles. And so that's what I'm going to try to lift out through this discussion in chapter 7 as we go along. But I just want to unapologetically say that my position on interpreting Romans 7 is primarily that Paul is addressing Jews in relationship to their understanding of the law. Now, that doesn't mean that some of the truths that he raises don't apply to Gentiles, and I'll try to point those out and make application as we move along. Now, he says that we have also been made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that we might be joined to another. Now, all of us, Jew or Gentile, have participated in the death of Christ, and as a result, we've all been joined to Christ. So the principle of dying and being joined to Christ applies across the board. It's a universal truth of the gospel. And the truth is that we have been freed from an unfruitful relationship to performance and works that lead to death, so that we could be joined to another person, so that we could bear fruit for God. This is exactly what Paul says, that we have been joined to him who has been raised from the dead in order that we might bear fruit for God. Now, he goes on to say in verse 5 that while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in the members of our body to bear fruit for death. So he's just simply picking up on the same theme that he's had all along, how death works through sin. Romans chapter 5, through one man's disobedience, sin entered in and death spread to all men. So death works through sin, and sin works through the law. This is the next step in the puzzle that Paul's going to put together in our understanding of how all these principles work as a whole. So he's already established in detail that death entered through sin. Now he's going to start telling us, where does sin derive its power, so to speak? Where does the principle of sin draw its source to be able to give itself power? This is the truth that comes as a very big surprise to a lot of people if they read Paul with an open mind. Now, Paul says there in verse 5 that the law aroused sinful passions in our flesh so that our bodies might bear fruit for death. You see where he's taking the discussion. He's saying that sin is released as a power, and that power is fueled by the law. Specifically, he's going to speak in verse 6 about the letter of the law, and he's going to introduce this very important dynamic for the Christian. He's going to say that we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Now, this comparison and contrast that he draws are very foundational to Paul's understanding of the law and of the Spirit. And we're going to talk about that in more detail in the next episode. But right now, I want us to focus on this simple and profound truth, that we were made to die to any effect of the law upon our lives. The law as a means by which we try to perform for God, to be obedient to God, to some external commands. That is something that we have been released from through our death with Christ. We have died to the law, and there's been this new marriage relationship. We've been married to Jesus, and Jesus is not a taskmaster. Jesus is the one that leads us by his Spirit into all truth and into all righteousness and into secure relationship with God. He's not requiring of us something in order that we can receive something from God. No, he has put us into a relationship with himself so that fruit can bear out of our lives. Now, there's a big difference between bearing fruit and the works of the law, between doing something in order to get something in return. This is the concept of works and wages that Paul illustrates in his teaching regarding the law, and that which comes as a result of being joined with Christ so that we can bear fruit for God. And this is exactly what Jesus talked about in John chapter 15. He said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will bear much fruit." It's an automatic byproduct of being in Christ. Now, Jesus used the illustration of a vine and branches because people were not prepared on that side of the cross to be able to hear the profound depth of the truth of spiritual union yet. But after the cross, Paul picks up this beautiful truth about being joined to Christ as the vine by which we bear much fruit. So in this episode, I want you to meditate on this truth that you have died to any requirement of the law in regards to your performance and requirement before God, and you've been joined to a life-giving, fruit-bearing relationship with Jesus. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.